truly covering Arizona this morning. Rosie on the house from Tucson. I'm at 150 South Camino Seco. Romy's on a beautiful ridge watching the sun come up over Chino Valley, I guess, or over the Mingus Mountain.
Yeah, well, no, I'm on Granite Basin. I'm on the west side of Granite Basin, so I can't see Mingus or Chino, but I've got a great bird's-eye view of Skull Valley out and the Ruger Ranch out to the east,
nice.
I'm sorry, the west of me. And then I can look north and see the mountains of Kingman. But I'm glad you're able to join us because I really don't have anything lined up for this segment. I was working on something really special, but this whole concept of broadcasting from this tree, this champion juniper tree that we'll be talking about in the next hour, didn't come about until yesterday when we were at the Arizona Community Tree Council's conference and workshop. And we came out here, we tested it, we got a successful signal. It stayed for 10 minutes, which is our benchmark of where we'll broadcast from. And driving back into Prescott, I had the idea this champion tree was saved by the Granite Mountain Hotshot crew just a week before they perished in the Yarnell fire.
Gosh.
And I thought, how incredible would it be to get somebody that could talk about what it took that crew to save this tree, how they were dropped in, how they made their fire breaks. And there's a wonderful picture that they've got of all of these men underneath the tree, and it gives you a perspective of just how huge this tree is because they're all comfortably standing underneath it, and it doesn't even take up three-quarters of the canopy underneath. And so in Prescott, you know, so much, it's not who you are, but who you know. So I'm like, all right, who can get me in touch with the fire chief? Well, I can either go to the Jersey Lily, but if you go there, you can't go in and out in 5 minutes. You run into someone you know, the band starts to play, you start dancing, and before you know it, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're 3 hours away from needing to set up from the broadcast. I thought, well, I can't go there, but I know who I can call. I called Gary Edelbrock. He's like, Romy, it's 4:20 on a Friday. I'll do my best. Let me see what I can do. 10 minutes later, my cell phone rings, and it's the fire chief. He says, one of the hot shots that saved that tree was not on the crew when they were dispatched to Yarnell. I'll see if I can get him. So I told him where I was going to be, where I was standing. Obviously, he helped save the tree, so it'd be pretty easy for him to find. And I was hoping this was going to be his segment, but I haven't seen anyone coming up yet. So I tried to coordinate all that, and who knows, it could still happen a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll definitely get the history of the tree from Richard Atkins as long as he can bring the tour group, I guess, for lack of a better term, a group of arborists by. But I mean, you know how it is when you're trying to coordinate
absolutely.
A bunch of people, especially a hike. And he told me, he's like, man, I don't have time to take you out there, Romy. And you don't really look like you're prepared to hike. I know I'm sitting there in my cowboy boots and Wranglers and a nice button down shirt. I said, Mr. Atkins, I appreciate that, but you're talking to Mr. Eagle Scout prepared here. You have no idea how well I'm prepared. I never.
You got no clue what's in that pickup truck parked right over there.
You were talking about taking
when the
long
world
way.
When the world ends, everybody find Romy's pickup truck.
Well, and it's not even initially designed for that. You were talking about never taking the long way or never taking the short way and always taking the adventurous long way home until we started having babies. That, you know, my truck was prepared that right now from here, I could take a dirt road down to Crown King, down coming on top of Lake Pleasant and all the way to my house. But with kids and the family, we've got a birthday party at 3 o'clock this afternoon and a jumping bounce house we got to blow up. So I'll be beelining it. But it was designed that if I ever broke down, because generally I was alone, I could hike out to wherever I needed to get to you know, get some help and call my buddies and get a rescue towing mission together. So I got hiking boots, hiking water. I got enough. I am prepared, Mr. Atkins. Well, he said, all right, here's the map, lined it out, and here we are. And John Eisenhower just walked back up. Did you find the tree?
I did.
He found the juniper. So he'll be telling us firsthand his experience starting the 8 o'clock hour in the next segment. Let me do a quick time check here. Looks like we got about 3 minutes left in this segment. So we'll get his take on the tree and hopefully a little bit of history. Then the 9 o'clock hour, Rosie takes over with Jennifer broadcasting live at Assurance Builders in Tucson. What was it, 150 South Camino del Seco?
Not Del. Drop the Dell. Camino Seco.
Sorry.
That's all right. 150 Camino South Seco. Camino Seco, just below Broadway. Assurance Builders. We're watching the sun come up over the clouds. It's beautiful. And later today, after you and John wrap up the tree hour, Jennifer and I will be talking about do-it-yourself projects and things to avoid.
Are these things from experience?
Well, like maybe the last 10 days.
Okay, yeah.
What happened the last 10 days?
Well, the thing that was supposed to take 2 days took like 10. So.
Yeah, Jennifer comes up with
these. Thank you very much, darling.
She comes up with these projects that, you know, in her mind are like 15-minute projects. And maybe that's the reason I'm so slow to get some of them started.
Because I
know they're like 1 week projects.
Well, so I appreciate it.
You knew this would be a 3-day project, and I knew it would be a 2-week project.
Well, I will post a picture when you are 100%
done. But it's
done.
We are very, very close. Folks, y'all stay tuned. It'll be Romy and John Eisenhower in the 8 o'clock hour talking trees right here at Rosie on the House.